All right, everyone, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you focus like a laser beam and conquer your day. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important: creating a daily plan that actually supports your mental health, not drains it. Ever feel like your days are just spinning out of control? Like you're constantly reacting instead of taking charge? You know that feeling when you hit the snooze button one too many times, scramble through the morning, and end up feeling stressed and overwhelmed before lunchtime even hits? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a better way. Stoicism teaches us to take control of our thoughts and actions, and a powerful tool in that arsenal is a well-crafted daily plan. Now, I'm not talking about rigid schedules or trying to cram every minute with productivity. We're talking about intentional living, about consciously choosing how you spend your time and energy so you can show up as the best version of yourself, both mentally and physically. So, what are the key takeaways to create a daily plan that actually supports your mental well-being? First off, prioritize mindfulness. Before you even think about jotting down tasks, take a few moments to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What are your energy levels like? What are you grateful for? This mindful start sets the tone for the entire day. It's about being present and aware of your current state before you jump into anything else. Think of it like tuning your instrument before a performance. You want to make sure everything is in harmony. Next, focus on intentionality. Don't just list out tasks, think about the why behind them. Why are they important? How do they contribute to your overall goals and values? By infusing your day with purpose, you automatically boost your motivation and make even mundane tasks feel more meaningful. Thirdly, schedule time for self-care. Seriously, folks, this isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, reading a few pages of a good book, listening to your favorite music, or simply taking a few deep breaths, make sure you carve out time for activities that nourish your mind and soul. Think of it like refueling your car. If you don't put gas in, it can't run. Now, don't overschedule yourself. Leave some breathing room in your day. Unexpected things happen: traffic jams, phone calls, or simply a need to regroup. Overpacking your schedule leads to stress and burnout, defeating the entire purpose of creating a plan in the first place. Remember, it's better to have a few well-chosen tasks completed with focus than a dozen half-finished projects weighing you down. Finally, review and adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your daily plan should be fluid too. Take time at the end of each day to reflect on what worked well and what could be improved. Were there any tasks that felt overwhelming? Did you neglect your self-care time? Use season sets to fine-tune your plan for the next day. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself and celebrate small victories along the way. Let's say you wake up feeling overwhelmed, deadlines looming, emails piling up, family commitments calling. It's easy to dive headfirst into the chaos and try to tackle everything at once. But what if instead you pause for a few minutes? You took a deep breath, checked in with yourself, and then created a simple plan that prioritized your most important tasks. Maybe it's tackling that one big project first thing, scheduling a quick walk outside for some fresh air and mental clarity, or even just setting aside 15 minutes to catch up on emails before starting anything else. By taking this intentional approach, you shift from feeling reactive and stressed to being proactive and in control. You're essentially creating a mental buffer zone, a space where you can make conscious decisions about how to spend your time and energy. So, remember, a well-crafted daily plan isn't about being rigid or controlling. It's about creating intentional space for the things that truly matter, both in terms of your work and your well-being. Start by focusing on mindfulness, intentionality, self-care, pacing yourself, and constantly reviewing and adjusting. Remember, you are not just surviving, you are thriving. Go out there, create a plan that works for you, and crush it. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom to keep you focused and inspired. Until then, keep it clear, keep it focused, and keep on rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.